the future custody of her writings. It was quite natural, having come to her 85th year and to the final stage in her work, that she, her son William, and Elder A.G. Daniels, president of the General Conference, should be giving some consideration to the custody, on her death, of her writings, published and unpublished. The two men watched with keen interest whatever move she should make in this direction, but it was a detached interest, for they felt that she herself must take the initiative and direct in steps taken. Both understood well that the Lord led her mind and she must be left untrammeled. 20 years after her death, Elder Daniels wrote of this matter. Several times during the later years of her life, Mrs. E.G. White expressed to me, and to others, concern regarding the future of her writings. She was anxious that her books already in print should continue to be widely circulated, also that a proper use should be made of the unpublished manuscripts that she would leave. It was difficult at that time for me to understand this anxiety on her part. I tried to assure her of the deep interest our people had in her work, and of my conviction that when the time of which she made mention should come, the leaders would surely take such steps as were necessary to promote the circulation of her messages. But such assurance did not satisfy her. She said that she had received cautions indicating that the leaders might become so busy with administrative work that they could not give proper attention to the promotion of her particular writings. And she feared that no one, except perhaps her son, Elder W.C. White, would adequately realize the need of bringing forth at the proper time such unprinted manuscripts as contained certain cautions and warnings the Lord had given her which would be needed in the closing years of our work. So for a number of years this burden rested upon her heart. A.G.D.
Statement, Mrs. White's Legacy to the Trustees, March 11, 1935, Mr. P. 68.
This matter had not been left without some attention during her later years, but the steps she had taken thus far, which would leave the responsibility largely with her two sons, seemed inadequate, especially so in the light of the memorandum dealing with family relationships disclosed in 1911 and noted in the preceding chapter.
On January 31, 1912, W. C. White wrote to Elder Daniels about the matter, stating that he had spent the previous day in San Francisco conferring with attorney Theodore Bell concerning a new draft of his mother's will.
He stated, "Whenever mother has considered the matter of a new will during the last 2 years, she has said that she felt that the matter would clear up in her mind. In view of this confidence on mother's part, we have waited, without great anxiety, but I have repeatedly brought the matter to her attention, and have urged her to tell us wherein the draft prepared in 1909 was unsatisfactory. From time to time she stated her wish regarding various points. These I noted down, and putting them together they were chiefly as follows. A more liberal provision for Ella and Mabel, and Edson and me. C. The settlement of Ellen G. White's estate. Permanent trustees, and a larger number of trustees who were intimately connected with her work. Another provision Mother desired in the will was that the mission schools, white and colored, be remembered. After shaping up roughly these ideas, we took the matter to Theodore A. Bell, and told him exactly what was aimed at in the will. He gave the matter some study, and worked out a plan that seems to us to be very good. Instead of ordering that the real estate be sold as soon as possible, it is provided that the trustees shall have time to dispose of it to the very best advantage. An appeal is made to the creditors, to give time for the properties in the trust to pay up the claims.
The trustees that Mother has chosen are W. C. White, C. C. Chrysler, Arthur G. Daniels, Charles H. Jones, and Frank, Francis, M. Wilcox. Executors, W. C. White and C. H. Jones.
On receiving this information from W. C. White, Daniels responded, "Yesterday I received your letter written at Hanford, January 31st, in which you give me some information regarding your mother's will. I hope that when it is completed, it will be right. You know something of my solicitude regarding this, and why, so I need not add anything in this.
A.G.D. To WCW, February 6, 1912.